Matt Flynn direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to talk now about a persistent charge being made by even moderate Republicans and a word they use that is badly damaging the country. Joe Biden is the president. He's done a good job. That should all be over, all the disputes about the election. But even the other day, I was talking to a guy who is a Republican, and they inject the word fraud very lightly and sneakily. They'll say stuff like, yeah, well, next time we have to make sure there's no fraud. And I'll say, well, there wasn't any this time. Yeah, I know, but some people think there were. The mere imputation of fraud casts doubt on the peaceful transfer of power and casts doubt on the integrity of our elections. It's a gnawing, it's like a mouse starting to gnaw through something that's not secure. It's a very bad thing. I'm going to go over it. But first, we're going to go to the lines. East Side Dave, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, East Side Dave?
Hello, good morning. And somebody warned me that you would be coming on the air first thing on Monday morning when nobody wants to get up, and that you would be witty and putting the hammer down. But I tuned in anyway. Kidding.
Glad you got up. What's on your mind today, East Side Dave?
This is a real concern of mine that I would like to address, and I'm going to come out and say it. As a guy who has called myself a feminist man since the feminist movement of roughly 72, I'm so very tired of all this. And, you know, so very tired of all of it. What just came out with Cuomo, and I thought I really liked that guy, man. And then there was all this other stuff of all the other guys, all the women coming out, which is great. And, but what I'm talking about, the 1972 roughly feminist movement, is there were some idealistic young men like me, and hopefully some other men, and hopefully some women that, you know, were uplifted by this because it was part of the tumultuous times. You know, we had social upheaval going on. We had social movements. We had stuff like people turning to Eastern religions. But anyway, when I listened to what the women were saying and their demands, it was all a no-brainer. They had like 5-6 more demands. And and I thought, I was like, hooray, this is going to make our society better. It'll make it better for women and so forth. And it's gotten to the point where, honestly, I don't have a gender problem, but I'm ashamed to call myself a male or a man. Nothing much has really changed, has it?
Well, a couple of things he said. First of all, the feminist movement, you know, had its sort of intellectual antecedents much earlier in the 60s. And actually, the Simone Beauvoir back in the 40s and 50s, it took a long time to bubble up. And you're right, it did start to bubble in the early 70s, but there was a groundwork being laid throughout the 60s. The issue there was, you know, you had the Vietnam War, 55,000 guys and some women are sent to Vietnam and were killed. And a lot of them were, you know, high school grads, people who didn't go on to college. It was just a stupid war and wrong. If you want to do a war, do it to win it. No, don't just keep feeding guys into the jungle to be, have guys jump on them out of trees, okay? There was that. There was also civil rights. I mean, you know, and the assassination of John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and Bobby Kennedy. There's a lot going on. I grew up in the 60s, and I went to high school and college in the 60s, and it was a glorious decade, and it was a very troubled decade. And, you know, yes, the feminist movement and then the LGBT movement was Stonewall in 1969. It all started at the tail end of the 60s into the 70s. Regarding Cuomo, here's my view. I agree with Joe Biden. There's a investigation going on by the attorney general. There were six people who brought charges or not charges. One of them at the end, the one of actual touching, some woman said that to a friend of hers. And then when she was asked, do you want to file a complaint with the police or pursue it? She said, no, that's not pending. The police, there's no police file open for that one. I have no idea what happened. It's double hearsay. There's another one where the woman was running for the borough president of Manhattan and not doing very well and had been an adversary of Cuomo's anyway. Third one, there's a picture at a wedding. It's right there, and there's a whole bunch of people around, and he's hugging a woman. Okay. It's a wedding. And then there are three others where the suggestion was that he said things that were suggestive. He sounded like he was coming on to him. Probably was. Okay. Well, let's see where that goes. But I think it's a little dramatic to say you're ashamed of being a man. I mean, I think that's absurd, quite frankly, Cy Dave. I like you, and I like the fact that you get up and listen to my show. I like the fact that you say I rant. I take that as a badge of honor. But no, I mean, the point of the matter is, you know, biology has been around now for, 600 million years since the Cambrian, and about over 2 billion since the first life forms were found. And, let's deal with it. Okay. People would still rather live in this country than any communist country, any jihadist type country, and a lot of other countries. Thanks for calling in, East Side Dave. Anyway, I want to get back to what I was just saying, the pernicious use of the word fraud, sly little dagger. First of all, there were a little over 1,000 cases nationally of double voting. Somebody, you know, votes in two different addresses. The overwhelming number were Republicans who had a vacation home or an office or something else. And that's trivial compared to something like, 140 or 50 million votes. Secondly, the idea of dead people voting, they're referring to the fact that occasionally somebody lives with their mother gets an absentee ballot and then dies before the election, and they fill it out for her. You're not supposed to do that, but that's not a vicious thing, and it doesn't happen very much. Then they say in Pennsylvania, there was fraud. There was no fraud. What there was the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled that they would accept ballots that were postmarked by the election rather than received by the election because of COVID. The Republicans objected. It went to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the U.S. Supreme Court, which is Republican, sided with Pennsylvania. That's not fraud. That's the Supreme Court. And in Wisconsin, they said there was a dump in Milwaukee, 3 a.m. Those were the ballots that were counted that day because the Republicans won't let them be counted the day before. And they counted them as well as ran an election, and it's been audited, and it was absolutely accurate. And it was released at 3 a.m. because that's when they were done under the law. But the problem is, by calling that fraud, which is false, if you say it enough, low information voters, people don't listen to the news, they don't listen to the station or anything else, go, oh, well, we got to do something. That is false. And I got to say this to Republicans and even some Democrats who somehow buy into this thing. If you continue to say, and they'll grin at you and they'll say, oh, I know there's nothing there, but the people think it was fraud. The people think it was fraud because Ron Johnson, who's betrayed our state, says so, because Trump says so, and because the Republican Party says so. The Republican Party is a malignant tumor that is poisoning this country. So deal with it. Deal with it. There was not fraud. It's not even, if you even mention it, you're just giving aid and comfort to the enemies of the United States who are undermining our election. The fact is, the election's over. There was not fraud. I just outlined all of the bases for why people say there is. And tell them if they still have issues, listen to the show and call in. I'll talk to them. But you got to stick up for our, and you know, when you have the imputation of fraud, even with a smirk and a sneer and a toss of the head, what you have is the road to violence. And that's what you saw at the Capitol. When Trump kept saying it was fraud and a lot of these guys went in believing it. If you truly believe there was fraud, I don't countenance what they did, but that was the reason for it. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.